Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us. Welcome to Day 58 of the Minor Prophets. We are continuing our study today of Obadiah with a devotion titled, God's Response to Pride. C.S. Lewis once wrote, "In God, you come up against something which is in every respect immeasurably superior to yourself, unless you know God as that, and therefore know yourself as nothing in comparison. You do not know God at all. As long as you are proud, you cannot know God. A proud man is always looking down on things and people, and of course, as long as you are looking down, you cannot see something that is above you." Our text for today is from Obadiah chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. "Behold, I will make you small among the nations. You shall be utterly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you, you who live in the clefts of the rock, in your lofty dwelling, who say in your heart, 'Who will bring me down to the ground?' Though you soar aloft like the eagle, though your nest is set among the stars, from there I will bring you down, declares the Lord." The Edomites were a neighboring nation to Israel, often in conflict with them. The land of Edom was strategically located along trade routes, contributing to its prosperity and power. Despite their shared ancestry with Israel through Isaac, the Edomites frequently opposed Israel, leading to numerous biblical prophecies against them. Edom was a bitter enemy of Israel and even helped Israel's enemies capture Jewish refugees. Even with familial ties, persistent hostility marked the relationship between Israel and Edom. John Phillips provides insight into the location of Edom, its hostile relationship with Israel, and the predominant sin that led to its downfall. The prophecy was directed against Edom. This little country bordered Judah in the north, ran south all the way to the Gulf of Aqaba, and bordered the desert in the east between 20 to 30 miles wide and about 100 miles long. Edom was a wild, rugged, mountainous, and almost inaccessible land. Its central area was marked by red sandstone cliffs that towered as high as 5,000 feet above sea level. Its deep ravines were easily defended. Its glens and flat terraces along the mountainsides were covered with rich, productive soil. Its major cities were Bozra in the north, Teman in the south, and Selah, or Petra, in the center. No country was more bitter and constantly hostile toward Judah than Edom. Other enemies came and went. The Canaanites were succeeded by the Philistines, who were succeeded by the Syrians, who were succeeded by the Greeks. The Egyptians, Assyrians, Babylonians, Persians, Seleucids, and Ptolemies came and went. But Edom was always there, implacable, unmerciful, filled with hate. So in Obadiah's vision, the Lord sent his ambassadors to stir up the nations to go to war against Edom. God summoned the Assyrians, and then the Babylonians, and their confederates to battle the Edomites. And what was Edom's prevailing sin? It was pride. We tend to be easy on pride, but God never is. Pride turned glorious Lucifer into the devil. You can see Isaiah 14:14 for that one. Pride is the sin of sins, the father of sins, and the original sin. Obadiah prophesies in verses 2 through 4 of the destruction of Edom. Despite its wealth, pride, and strategic location, Edom will be judged by God for its crimes against Israel. David Field gives the following commentary on these verses. Now the Lord actually addresses Edom and tells this proud nation what it does not want to hear and will not believe, namely, that he will cause it to be humiliated before and despised by the nations. Edom is convinced that it is safe, but it is wrong. Proudly confident that their rocky terrain and impenetrable secure places make them invulnerable to attack, the Edomites are sure that whatever threats are made, no one will be able to defeat or humiliate them. Edom's sense of security is a false one. What Edom says to itself is heard by God loud and clear, and God accepts it as a challenge. God will not let that sort of attitude and talk pass without a response. He will bring down those who set themselves up in pride. Interestingly, the Hebrew word Edom is identical to the Old Testament word Adam. This wordplay in Hebrew connects the Edomites' sinful nature to the origin of sin with Adam. The problem with the Edomites is that they persistently participated in the sin that started in Eden. Some questions to consider. What does the following verse say about God's response to pride? From Proverbs chapter 16, verse 5. Everyone who is arrogant in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Be assured, he will not go unpunished. What do the following verses teach about combating pride? From Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with the humble is wisdom. And from Proverbs 29, verse 23, one's pride will bring him low, but he who is lowly in spirit will obtain honor. And finally, how do the words of today's scripture embody an appropriate and fitting judgment for the sin of pride? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.